Barry Sullivan in...
The Unexpected.
Nobody has a right to buy a $5,000 item for $2,000, has he? But that's exactly what I did. Really, it was most unexpected.
The unexpected. A secret future, a hidden destiny waiting for you. Where? When? Who knows? Tomorrow, today, an hour from now, perhaps in just a moment, you too will meet...
Unexpected.
Before our story, here's a word from our announcer. And now, the distinguished motion picture and stage star, Barry Sullivan, in Mirage, a drama of the unexpected.
Louise was vacuuming in the other room. It was rather distracting, but I managed to concentrate on my stamps. This was Saturday afternoon, and I always spend Saturday afternoon going over my collection, and I certainly didn't see any reason why spring house cleaning should interfere. I just found an extremely interesting watermark in a 2-franc Algeria 1911. I'd never noticed it before, and I was wondering if it affected the value of the stamp when...
Herbert, move your feet.
Hmm?
I said, move your feet. I want a vacuum in here.
What, dear?
I said I want a vacuum in here.
I'm sorry, Louise. I can't hear a word with that vacuum going.
Oh, you're the most exasperating man. Herbert, get out of this house.
Why, Louise.
Get out till I finish cleaning.
But, dear, my stamp collection...
And take your stamp collection with you.
But you must be joking. I couldn't carry it all.
Herbert Barrows, I'm trying to clean this house. I can't with you when your stamp's underfoot. I'm sick and tired of them anyway. That's all I hear. That's all you talk about.
Now, Louise, that isn't fair.
Fair? Oh, I suppose you think it's fair that every cent you get goes into those stamps. I haven't had a new coat for 2 years. Do you hear me? 2 years.
Now, dear, if I hadn't had the chance to pick up that early Cape of Good Hope Triangle, you'd have had your coat.
Cape of Good Hope Triangle.
It's quite rare.
So are clothes since I married you.
Now, Louise, you know we've never quarreled.
Just what do you think we're doing now, Herbert? Making love?
You wouldn't call a silly little discussion like this a quarrel, would you?
Yes, I would.
Always making mountains out of molehills.
Listen to me, Herbert Barrows. If you spend another cent for stamps, another cent, mind you, I'm leaving you. Do you understand?
Louise, did you eat cabbage for lunch again? You know how it affects you.
No, I did not eat cabbage.
You sound like you might have.
Oh, you're impossible.
Oh, dear, dear. I do wish he wouldn't eat cabbage. Oh, well, now let's see. Where's that imperfect centennial with the... Oh, she must have locked herself out. Just a minute, I'm coming. You didn't get very much air, dear. Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought you were my wife.
Really? You Herbert Barrows?
That's right.
Hey, how would you like an 1859 U.S. one-cent double impression?
What?
You heard me.
An 1859 Mirage stamp?
Right the first time.
Oh, come inside. Come inside, please.
Sure.
Do you really have a Mirage stamp?
Yeah. Want to take a peek?
Oh, I do. I most certainly do. Just let me take it over to the light. I've got my magnifying glass right here.
I'll stay with you if you don't mind.
It seems to be... Oh, yes, yes. I'm practically certain. I believe it's genuine.
It is genuine.
Do you know what this stamp is worth?
Sure. 5,000.
Oh, you do know.
But you can have it for two.
$2,000?
I need the dough in a hurry.
Oh, I see. Why did you come to me?
Some guy told me about you. Said you were interested in stamps.
I am, but, well, $2,000...
It's worth five.
You're right, you're absolutely right,
If you spend another cent for stamps, I'm leaving you.
But I couldn't buy it.
Why not?
Well, I don't know anything about you, and...
You're only interested in the stamp. You know, you ain't a real collector unless you got a Mirage stamp.
Yes, I've always felt that way myself. You know, if I had a Mirage, I don't think I'd ever want any more stamps.
Well, what are we waiting for?
I don't know.
Did you hear me, Herbert? Another cent and I'm leaving you.
Yes, dear, I heard you.
Yes, dear. What?
Oh, I'm sorry. I just cannot afford that stamp. Now, please go before I'm tempted any further.
Okay. Just trying to give you a bargain.
I appreciate that. Good day.
Say, in case you change your mind, my name's MacDonald. I'm staying at the Majestic Hotel. Be there till tomorrow.
I won't change my mind, Mr. MacDonald. My wife won't let me. But she doesn't know what a Mirage stamp is. American 1 cent. Portrait of George Washington. But in the background, they made a mistake and printed another picture. Very faint, like a mirage. That's why they call it... Well, I suppose you figured that out. Oh, no, I couldn't say anything to Louise about the stamp. She'd never forgive me. There was only one thing I could do. Yes, I said I was going out for cigarettes. That wasn't the truth, of course, but Louise believed me. Well, it was sort of the truth. I did get a pack on my way to Carl Weimer's shop. Good afternoon, Carl.
Well, Herbert. What takes you away from your stamp collection on a Saturday afternoon, huh?
Carl, you know my stamps, don't you?
I ought to. I sold you most of them.
Well, what would you say they're worth?
Maybe 3700. Why?
Will you lend me 2000 on them?
Of course, but what for?
Carl, I've got a chance to buy a Mirage stamp.
Mirage? Really? For 2000?
Yes, it's a wonderful bargain, but I have to close the deal today.
Well, I'll loan you the money, Herbert, but how will you pay it back?
25 a week, every week.
What about Louise?
I'm getting a raise next month. She'll never know the difference.
She might find out.
Then you'd get my stamp collection, the whole thing.
Well, I guess I haven't anything to lose.
Good. I expect he'll want cash.
That can be taken care of. I have plenty.
He went into the rear of his shop. When he came back, he handed me the money, and then we drew up a little paper, and I signed it. Just a formality, of course. I left his shop and went directly to the Majestic Hotel. Mr. MacDonald's room was on the third floor.
Yeah? Oh, it's you. I thought you'd show up. Come in.
I've been thinking about the Mirage stamp.
That's funny, so have I.
Oh?
I don't think I asked enough.
Oh.
Matter of fact, I'm sure I didn't.
Oh, I see. Well, that's that.
It ought to be worth $3,000.
No, you're absolutely right. It's worth that much easily.
You give in awful quick.
But I've only got 2,000, so...
Hey, well, what's your hurry?
Well, you said it was worth $3,000. I've only got $2,000.
All right, so... take it easy, Junior. Take it easy. You can have it for $2,000.
I can.
Well, I'm not a man to go back on an offer.
Really? I thought you were the sort of person who might.
What kind of crack is that?
Just a snap judgment on my part. It shows how wrong a person can be.
Yeah. Okay, where's the dough?
It's right here in my pocket. Here we are. The stamp?
Sure. Here it is.
Thank you. Well, I guess that takes care of our little business.
Yeah, I guess it does.
So I might as well be going. Nice to have met you, Mr. MacDonald.
The pleasure was all mine.
Oh, if you ever come back to Garden City, please do look me up. I'd like to show you my stamp collection. I'm really very proud of it, and the Mirage stamp ought to be the finishing touch.
It sure will.
A very strange man, but apparently honest, quite honest. All the way home, I felt like I was living in a dream. The cars, the buildings, everything seemed unnatural and distant. You might say I was rather elated. Louise was vacuuming the bedroom now, but I didn't even bother to tell her I was back. I just sat down at the desk and put the Mirage stamp in front of me and looked at it. You have no idea how beautiful it seemed.
Herbert! Herbert, you back?
Hmm?
Herbert, stop grunting and answer me. Are you back yet?
Well, naturally I'm back. I'm in the same room with you.
Why are you sitting there looking like a moon-eyed calf? What kind of mischief have you been up to?
Louise.
Where were you?
Nowhere, just at the drugstore.
You sure you weren't buying stamps from that Carl Weimer?
Oh, yes, quite sure.
Well, I've been looking for you. I want you to mow the lawn. I always say there's no sense in making the inside of a house beautiful only to have the whole effect ruined by a sloppy front yard. Well, Herbert, what about it?
Huh? Oh, yes, the lawn. I was just...
I know. Well, you can think about your stamps while you mow.
I really didn't mind mowing the lawn. In fact, I felt so elated I'd have done almost anything Louise had asked. I didn't like deceiving her, but, well, there comes a time in any man's life when he has to call his soul his own. I'd bought a stamp I'd always wanted, and it's such a bargain. Really, now that I had the Mirage stamp, my whole life seemed complete. There was nothing more I could ask for, absolutely nothing.
You think the story is over, don't you? But wait. Wait for...
The Unexpected.
But now, here again is our announcer. And now, Larry Sullivan, in the surprising conclusion to Mirage, a drama of the unexpected.
After I was all through mowing the lawn, I practically ran back into the house. I simply had to take another look at the Mirage stamp. But it was gone. It wasn't on top of the desk where I'd left it. I searched very thoroughly, moving around all the bric-a-brac. But it was no use. The stamp was undoubtedly missing. I got down on my hands and knees and crawled along the floor. After all, a $5,000 stamp is pretty important. Finally, I grew desperate. Louise! Louise! Louise, come in here! Louise!
I can't hear you, Herbert!
Will you turn off that blasted vacuum cleaner and come in here?
Well, what is it?
My stamp. My stamp. Have you seen
it? Which one, Herbert? You have thousands of stamps.
My new one.
Your new one?
The Mirage stamp. Have you seen it?
You know I never touch anything in your collection.
But this wasn't in my collection. It was laying here on the desk.
Oh, that one. I used it.
You what?
Well, I decided I'd been too harsh with you, Herbert, about your collection. You get so much pleasure out of it that when I heard the offer on the radio...
What offer?
Well, all you have to do is send a postcard and they send you back $2 worth of foreign stamps. So I sent for them. They ought to be here any day. The only thing was, I didn't have a stamp for the card, but I used the one on your desk. Well, what's the matter, Herbert? Aren't you pleased with me?
Mirage, a drama of the unexpected, starred Barry Sullivan. It was produced by Alvin C. Gershenson, written by Robert Libet and Frank Burt, and directed by Frank K. Danzig. And now, this is Hal Sawyer, inviting you to listen again soon, when another of your favorite motion picture stars meets...
The Unexpected.
The Unexpected is a Hamilton Whitney production, transcribed in Hollywood. Virginia Gregg in...
The Unexpected.
I'm alone tonight. Alone in the wind and storm. I'm afraid... Said that I'm going to meet the unexpected.
The unexpected. A secret future, a hidden destiny waiting for you. Where? When? Who knows? Tomorrow, today, an hour from now, perhaps in just a moment, you too will meet
the unexpected.
Before our story, here's a word from our announcer. And now, one of America's outstanding radio actresses, Virginia Gregg, in Heard But Not Seen, a drama of the unexpected.
Robert, what are you doing?
Just closing the windows, Aunt Mary. Trying to rain.
I've felt a storm coming on all day. Come over here, Robert.
Yes, ma'am.
Where I can touch you. You got your good flannel suit on. It's gray, isn't it?
Yes, Aunt Mary, it's gray.
You're going out again tonight. You won't leave me alone here in the house.
Don't be silly, Aunt Mary. I'll only be away a couple of hours.
All day long, I sit here waiting for the few moments when you'll come and talk to me. You don't know what it means to be old and helpless. Blind.
Blind?
Oh, shut up, you stupid
blind?
Bird.
Please cover the parrot, Robert.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Look, Aunt Mary, I don't have to go into Willow Springs tonight. I'll stay home with you.
No. No. Go ahead. I'd rather be alone with Polly than feel that I was keeping you from having a good time.
Very well. Good night, Aunt Mary.
Good night. Robert.
Yes, ma'am.
I think perhaps we should move into town.
Why?
Well, it's very lonesome out here. No neighbors. I don't like living so close to the asylum.
Good night, Aunt Mary.
Goodbye. Oh, Robert, by the way. He's gone. Left me here with only a parrot for company. Poor Polly. I don't know what I'd do if anything should ever happen to you. Now, where's my cane? Oh, yes. In just a minute, Polly, I'll uncover you. There. Now you'll be able to see me. We'll listen to the radio together. Won't that be fun, Polly? Knob on the left. Yes, yes. This is the one.
Here's a bulletin just received. Residents of the Willow Springs area are warned to be on the alert for a homicidal maniac who has escaped from the state institution for the criminally insane.
Escaped?
He's a notorious question mark killer, James Mark. Dark, heavy set, about 6 feet tall.
Oh, no.
And last seen, he was wearing blue denim shirt and trousers. This man is the confessed slayer of 10 victims,
Polly.
Each of which he strangled with a piece of cloth and cut a small question mark into their foreheads.
Strangled.
Mark is a homicidal maniac and extremely dangerous.
Murderer, loose in the woods. Why, he might come here. He might see the light. I'd better turn it off. Yes, that's it. The switch is by the door. Well, that's done. What if Robert did turn out the lights? Then I've turned them on again. The murderer could see the house. He'll be sure to see it. But I don't know. I don't know if the lights are off or on. I can't tell. Oh, what am I doing now, flashing the lights? He's certain to see that. Why isn't Robert here? Why isn't somebody here? The girl, that's it. I'll telephone the girl. She'll come and stay with me.
Number, please.
Operator, get me 69J. Operator, what's wrong with this phone? Operator. No use. The telephone's dead.
Dead?
Now, there's nothing I can do but sit here and wait. Can't telephone. Can't go for help. Just wait for Robert to...
Be quiet, Polly.
Don't make a sound. He doesn't know we're here. He'll go away. He's got to go away.
Anybody in there? Hey, anybody inside? Come on, open up. I know there's somebody there. I saw the light flash. Don't try to hide from me. Open up.
Who are you?
The guard from the asylum. We're hunting for an escaped killer. Let me in.
Oh. Just a minute.
Thank you. You live here all alone?
No, my nephew stays with me.
Where's he?
Why? He had to go into town.
It isn't safe for you to be here all alone tonight. There's a maniac in these woods.
Yes, sir. I know.
Say, you're acting awfully funny. What are you so afraid of?
Nothing. No one.
Why, I believe you're afraid of me.
Why would I be afraid of you?
That beats me. Unless you think I'm that loony killer. Well, I'll be. You don't really think that, do you now?
I don't know.
Look,
I'm
lady.
I'm not sure.
That guy, Mark, is tall and dark. I'm only 5'6" and I've got red hair, can't you see?
No, I can't. I'm blind.
You're... Let's see, lady. I'm awfully sorry. I didn't know.
You're really a guard?
I'm really a guard.
Oh, thank heaven. I was so frightened.
Well, I've got to be running along. Just had to be sure he wasn't hiding here. Good night. Take care of yourself.
Officer, please stay. I'm afraid to be alone. I'm afraid.
I'd like to help you out, lady, but I can't. You'll be all right here. Nothing to worry about.
But please, if
you'd
just...
Good night, lady.
Good night. Good night. He's right, isn't he, Polly? We're safe. We're perfectly safe. But they probably already caught the fellow by now. Got to get hold of myself. I can't go on like this. The wind must come up, rattling the door. That's all it is. Just the wind. No, somebody is there. Can't be the wind. Somebody's shaking the door. Oh, it's Robert. It's got to be Robert. He forgot his key. It's Bobby. It's not Bobby. Please. Please make it be Bobby. Bobby wouldn't break in, Polly. Who are you? What do you want? What is it? What do you want? Go away. Please, go away. I'm blind. Can't you tell I'm blind? Promise. I won't tell that you was here, I promise. You've torn down the curtain. Why are you doing that? You don't want to kill me. I'm just a harmless, blind old woman. What are you doing in that drawer? I haven't any money. What was that? A paper knife? No. No, I'll get away. I'll run. I've got to get away with... Where's my king? You won't catch me. You're not going to kill me. The door. Where's the door? Let go of me. Let go of me. I don't want to die. I don't want to. Your coat. Not denim. Rachel said blue denim. Your coat. Flannel. I can feel it.
Yes. Yes, Aunt Mary. A gray flannel suit.
Robert. It's Robert. What are you doing? Why are you trying to frighten me? Why did you break in? Why did you tear up the curtain?
Because I'm going to kill you.
No!
The question mark killer will claim another victim. No one will suspect your heartbroken nephew.
Let go!
No!
Let go!
Yes!
Don't touch me! Oh, Bobby!
It won't
Bobby,
take long, Aunt Mary.
Please,
no.
Please, Bobby!
You think the story is over, don't you? But wait. Wait for...
The Unexpected.
But now, here again is our announcer. And now, Virginia Gregg, in the surprising conclusion of Heard But Not Seen, a drama of the unexpected.
Hello, Warden. This is the guard. I'm at the Shelton place. Well, of course they got the phone line fixed. I'm talking, ain't I? Oh, it was Mark, all right. He strangled her with a piece of curtain and then used a paper knife on her forehead. Poor old blind woman. Strangled her parrot, too. No, if she wasn't alone. No, if she had been, I'd blame myself for not staying with her. But her nephew must have got back before it happened. Yeah, they found his body in the bedroom, murdered, just like his aunt. Yeah, poor boy, I guess he was trying to save her, and that's probably why he got it. They say Robert was a nice young fellow. Always took mighty good care of his aunt.
Heard But Not Seen, a drama of the unexpected, starred Virginia Gregg and featured Pat McGeehan, Inga Yolos, and Parker Cornell. The Unexpected is produced by Alvin C. Gershenson, written by Robert Libet and Frank Burt, and directed by Frank K. Danzig. And now, this is Hal Sawyer, inviting you to listen again soon when another of your favorite motion picture stars meets...
The Unexpected.